Hello everyone, it's Leslie and Ian. We are recording this on Friday afternoon outside in the sunshine with the birds twittering away in the trees. Now I'm going to read Galatians 5, 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
We have just heard that the Holy Spirit produces in us all nine fruit of the Spirit when we submit to Him. Not one or two, but all nine. So I can't say I'm quite good at joy and love, but I can't say I'm absolutely rubbish when it comes to patience. No, when we follow Jesus fully submitting to His leading, it is Him at work in us by the Holy Spirit, helping us day by day and producing in us the fruit of the Spirit. He then teaches us by looking at Jesus to show the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Every year, trees produce leaves, flowers, and fruit. You can tell the type of tree by its fruit. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, a tree is identified by its fruit. In our garden, we have apple trees that produce hundreds of apples. We love them, but don't actually have to give them a lot of attention. But what we must do is prune them, take out the dead wood regularly, and keep the base of the trunk and the roots free from weeds. Then in late summer, we have a healthy crop of fruit. We're on the side of the A36 near Salisbury. There's an apple tree growing on the verge that we have watched grow for over 30 years. Its base is clogged with weeds. It's exposed to all the pollution of a main road. The light can't penetrate the thick branches. So it's no surprise then to see every year just one or two rough-looking fruit. The light is essential to life. And several times over in the last few days, people's Lent thoughts have led us to think about Jesus as the light of the world. Jesus came into this world bringing His light into our lives. He came, He died, and He rose. Then He sent His Holy Spirit to fill us, to feed us, to grow us and to prune us and to make us more like Jesus. I pray that we will show by our lives how we are being filled and then give God all the glory.
I'll just read those few verses again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Father God, thank you that we can be reminded of Lent at this time of the year. As we close, we would just like to ask that you would be with all those who are suffering with loneliness or sickness at this time, and that you would show them your love. Amen.
Amen.